All right. Damn, it's hot.
All right, let's do a show. Come on.
Hang on. Let me pull up my list here. Or my notes, I mean.
You have notes?
I have, yes.
Well, we're going, we don't need notes.
Back to the bin.
How's my volume level for you guys? Because you guys are really quiet to me.
It's not good because we could hear you.
All right. Well, I'm good when you guys are good.
Okay. I got my notes.
All right, here we go.
Handwritten notes.
Hello and welcome to Back to the Bins. My name is Spam Risk. I've been calling you. Why the hell don't you answer your phone? Joining me for this episode are my pals. The producer, Paul Spataro.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Hello. Yes, operator. My phone rang. It went boing, boing.
David A. Pascarella.
How's it going?
Good. And hello? The doctor.
The doctor is in.
All right. We got a full house for this one. Awesome. All right, so I'm going to take the lead on this one since this was my baby and give you a little bit of history here. So we're here today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, we're going to be talking about, you ready for this? Brave and the Bold, and in case you're going, oh, God, again? Well, there's kind of a reason for that. So we have covered probably more issues of this series than any other series, so it was kind of fresh on my brain listening to Dave and Paul's recent episode. By the way, you guys did cover the wrong commandy. If you do cover the right commandy without me, I'll never talk to either one of you again.
All right.
So
next
yes,
time we
I want on number one. What's that?
So next time we record without you, we're doing that one for sure.
I definitely want in on that one. That's a good episode. So anyway, there's going to be a new twist on this, but I'll save that for the end of this portion. So I'm going to give you a little bit of preface about Brave and the Bold, a little bit of information here. So Brave and the Bold began back in 1955, and at first was an anthology title featuring such characters as the Golden Gladiator, the Viking Prince, the Silent Knight, and later, for a brief time, Robin Hood. But suddenly, with issue 25, the Suicide Squad debuted and took over the book, but only for three issues. With issue number 28, the Justice League of America debuted, and they took over the book, but only for three issues. They quickly gained their own title and left, so Cave Carson, who did not debut here but had his first appearance in Showcase, took over the book, but only for three issues. Are you sensing a pattern? So next, with issue 34, Hawkman, the Katar Hall policeman from Thanagar version, debuted and, you guessed it, ran for three issues. The Suicide Squad then returned for another three-issue stint, followed by the return of Cave Carson for another two-issue run, and finally Hawkman was back for three issues again. Then came Strange Sports Stories, which ran from issues 45 till issue 49. The first team-up in Brave and the Bold occurred in issue 50, and it did not feature the Batman. It was instead Green Arrow, billed as the Green Arrow on the cover, and John Jones, the Martian Manhunter, billed as simply Manhunter from Mars on the cover. They were the first team-up feature. Next was Aquaman and Hawkman, and after that, a book that might interest Dave. It was a three-way team-up between Sergeant Rock, Johnny Cloud, and the Haunted Tank.
Ooh, I'd like to read that one.
It actually looks kind of cool. There was no central star of the book yet, and the team-ups continued. But it feels like maybe DC still hadn't fully decided or committed to the new permanent format being team-ups. As issue 50 saw the solo debut of Metamorpho, and he was also back for the next issue 58. The team-ups returned in number 59, and this one featured the first of what would come to be many appearances of the Batman in the title. Green Lantern was his team-up co-star. The Teen Titans first appeared as the Teen Titans in issue 60, and what can be debated whether that truly classifies as a team-up or not. Team-ups as we think of them in Brave and the Bold return next issue for a two-part team-up of Starman and the Black Canary in 61 and 62, Supergirl and Wonder Woman in 63, and the Batman second team-up, this time with Eclipso of all people, in 64. The team-up format was now clearly the thing, but Batman wasn't yet the recurring star, although he did appear in five of the next nine issues. However, starting with issue number 74, Brave and the Bold officially became a Bat title as Batman was back and he was here to stay. He would star in every issue from there on, 74, to the end of the series at issue number 200, sharing the book with a vast assortment of luminaries, heavy hitters, and sometimes even obscure, little-known, and seldom-seen characters from all over the DC multiverse. But he didn't team up with everybody. In fact, with the exception of Hawkman, Batman never teamed up with any of the original aforementioned solo stars of this series before he took over. What a prick. And that brings us to what we're here to discuss tonight. No, not how much of a prick Batman is, but rather the top five, in our opinion, Brave and the Bold team-ups that never happened, but should have. So who would like to take the lead on this?
I'll jump in because I have read next to no Brave and the Bold, and I didn't do any homework.
Wow.
So, and I'm hoping some of the ones I know one or two of the ones I picked will not be in here. So my first one is Batman, and you're going to have to tell me if he actually teamed up with some of these people. Batman teams up with Batman of Earth 2.
They never teamed up. So yes. Somebody out there is going to be like, yes, they did in issue 200. So Brave and the Bold number 200. I'm going to pull up an image here just to tell you exactly what's on the cover. On the cover, it says Batman, and I think it says, oh, no, it doesn't. It just says Batman in the current Batman logo of the time and Batman in the Golden Age or one of the Golden Age logos of the time. So it did feature both of the Batman, but Batman of Earth 1 and Batman of Earth 2 never actually met. And as a matter of fact, Batman of Earth 2 was dead by the time this issue came along. So, yeah.
Well, because I had figured a storyline could be that the Batman of Earth 2 had never found his parents' killer, and he would team up with Batman of our Earth to find out who killed his parents. That would be the storyline.
That's actually a pretty cool idea. I like that. That was that was one of my honorable mentions, just because of the fact that they never did actually team up. They never met.
Just cool. Cause.
Who wants to go next?
I'm going to go next because I'm going to piss off Dave. Because they never did a team up in Brave and the Bold of Batman and the Justice Society.
Yep.
I don't know how that ever managed to be avoided. And I assume it's on Dave's list. That's why I assume I'm going to piss him off.
I had the Golden Age Earth 2 Batman. I didn't have the whole Justice Society.
He did team up with certain members. Like there was Batman and Dr. Fate teamed up. There were some Justice Society members, but he never teamed up with the entire team. And especially around the era when they came back with All-Star Comics, I thought it would have been very ripe to do a team-up, and I don't know why they didn't.
That was one of my honorable mentions. I had it listed as the Super Squad / JSA in, you know, when they were appearing in All-Star, you know, the All-Star Comics era. And I had a note, although he did team up with Huntress and the Earth 2 Robin. Or later, the All-Star Squadron. You know, that was a hot book, and he didn't team up with anybody from that. Off the top of my head, I don't think he did.
And you know, I wonder if he didn't need to team up with them because it was a hot book. Like, I think they might have been wanting to give a push to people who weren't doing as well.
Right.
Yeah, could be. Very good pick.
That was a good pick. Dave?
I'm going to go outside the box with my first one, with the background being of a threat to the whole planet. And I think in terms of, this is a story, I don't know whether it's true or not, when Reagan and Gorbachev met the first time, and Reagan says to Gorbachev, you know, if some outside threat, you know, attacked us, would you help us out? And Gorbachev says, yes, of course we would. And Reagan's response is, I kind of feel the same way. And something along those lines, I said Batman and Lex Luthor. The scientist man, Lex Luthor. Not the millionaire. This is pre-crisis.
Crossing it off my list now.
Yep. Yep. So I do have mine actually ranked from 5 to 1 in the order that I would like to see these. So my number 5 dovetails with Dave's, because I cheated just a little bit. I just said simply a Superman villain or villains. So Luthor, of course, was first on my list because he's Superman's guy, and Superman did team up with the Joker in DC Comics Presents. So I thought, you know, tit for tat. But then I got to thinking, there's some other cool Superman villains I would have liked to have seen Batman team up with. Brainiac, like the robot era Brainiac. Mm-hmm. Or I thought it would be really cool, the Phantom Zone villains, or if you only want to use one, like General Zod would be, you know, I don't know what the scenario could be for that, but that could be kind of cool. So yeah, that was my number 5 is Superman villain. Yeah, good one. Back to you, Bill.
Okay. Continuing on with the first one, this would be a continuation later. So you guys are going to have to refresh my memory. How did Batman from Earth 2, did he just die or was he killed?
He died fighting a bad guy that had, like, I don't know, like mega powers. He was like explosive powers or lightning powers or something.
He was a dude who supposedly had a retconned history with Batman.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever seen before that issue, but they created a history that he had with him. And then there was a whole big thing about, oh my God, you're Bruce Wayne.
Okay, so my next one is Batman teams up with Robin of Earth 2 to track down Batman's killer.
So that one I'm going to go, so you can pick one of your alternates if you have alternates, because in issue, give me a second, I'm hunting. Where the hell is it? I know it happened. Where is it? Damn, I'm not seeing it here. I know this happened.
It did.
Keep talking, I'll find it for you. I'm blanking on what issue number.
I don't have any alternates.
Oh, okay. I'll have to hunt here, but yes, I know that they did. So yeah, it was specifically here it is. Brave and the Bold, number 182, Batman and Robin the, what is it?
And Wonder?
X-Boy Wonder, interlude on Earth 2. It's actually a really good story. It's a good one. That one's actually written by Alan Brennert, who's actually one of the better Batman writers of that era. Jim Aparo on the art, and it's good. It had Batwoman in it too. It was a good story. Let's see, Paul. Paul's next.
Okay, I have, and I'm stealing from a mock-up cover that has made its way on the internet that I think is really cool that I stuck into the chat here. Batman and Dirty Harry.
Go ahead.
Somebody had put that mock-up cover out on Facebook, and it stayed with me since then. I just think it's like the coolest thing, and it's like, which one of them would be nastier to the other? I'm not even sure, but it's just, that's my team up.
I hate everyone, especially flying rodents.
Let's see if a Magnum will make its way through that bat suit.
My next one is Power Girl. because it's, you know, she was like very hot tempered at the time, and I believe would fly off the handle, and it would be interesting to see someone with Superman level powers, but not with the, you know,
with the temperament
of Superman. So I think Power Girl would have made an interesting team up.
Yep. She was one of my honorable mentions. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, my number four, this one's probably going to sound really wacky, but I figured, well, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen got to do it, so why not Batman? And my number four is Jor-El and or Lara, Superman's parents, Superman's birth parents. I don't know how the hell you could do it, but I kind of thought that might be a really interesting Brave and the Bold story, Batman and Jor-El.
They could pop up as a computer simulation in the Batcave.
Yeah, there you go.
Some Kryptonian crystal gets into the Batcave and integrates into the Bat computer, and poof, there they are.
Yeah, it's no worse than the Super Sons. They turned out to be a computer simulation, an incredible simulation. let's see. We're back to you, Bill.
Back to me. Now, I'm thinking this was already done, but I just wanted to do it because of this nice piece of art I have here that, Scott, I believe you were there when I bought it. Let's see. It is Batman. Oh, of course, it's Batman and Swamp Thing. Did they team up?
So, yes. So here's the interesting thing about that is that they did, and it was... here we go. Brave and the Bold number 122... This was October 1975. So I'm curious. I think, I'm going to see if I can find out for sure here, but I think Swamp Thing proper, oh no, I'm dead wrong. I was going to say, I think Swamp Thing proper was done by this point. It had been canceled, but no, it was not. It was on its last legs. It was at issue 19 and it lasted to issue 20 something, like 24, I think. Something like that. So it was toward the end of its run. So I'm wondering if he appeared there to give it a bump. Mm. But one of the things I had on my honorable mention list was, okay, yes, he did team up with Swamp Thing, but I noticed that there were a number of characters that he teamed up with, but then later gained popularity. Like they existed and he teamed up with them, but then later on they became superstars for a time or like gained a new title and new fame. And he never teamed up with him again. The three I noted, and I know there's more I couldn't think of, but like Firestorm, he never teamed up with him during the Fury of Firestorm era. He never teamed up with Swamp Thing when Swamp Thing regained his book. And he never teamed up with the new Teen Titans when they became the hot book at DC. Although he had teamed up with all of those characters before they became big. So, yeah, that's a good one. I would have liked to have seen a later... team up with Swamp Thing from, like, say the Alan Moore era. Swamp Thing would have been cool. Let's see, Paul, you are next.
All right, my next one, it kind of goes, I guess, with your teaming them up with villains, Batman and Darkseid.
Yes,
I just like, first of all, I mean, it would be hard to come up with a script for why they need to work together, but once you come up with that, I think it could make for a very cool story where they're both on edge, not trusting each other and working together somehow. So I just think that would be a really cool combo. I'm not sure of how to get them together though, but Bob Haney could figure it out.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because one of my new honorable mentions, I was kind of shocked what I did was I pulled up two lists. I pulled up, from Mike's Amazing World, I pulled up a list of all the, Brave and the Bold issues, so I knew which ones had happened to kind of refresh myself. But then I just went year through year from DC, from the time Batman took over the title to the end of the book. I just went through year by year looking at all the different DC titles to see like what was out and to refresh myself, like what books had existed during that time. And one that I'd completely forgotten about, but I was like, holy cow, how did these characters never meet up with Batman, was the New Gods. So I had a note about the New Gods, but then in parentheses I had Batman and Darkseid? Question mark. Like, is that a stupid idea? So I'm glad to hear that you had the same idea. So,
well, first of all, just because I had it doesn't mean it's not a stupid idea. Second of all, I have the New Gods as one of my honorable mentions.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it never happened, but I don't know why. So, Dave, you are up.
For my next one, I went with Jay Garrick the Flash. He's just such a staple to me of the Justice Society, and I was limiting it to one character. You know, he has that tradition he brings to the table, almost the elder statesman of the JSA, and the comparison, you know, with Barry Allen. I just thought it would make an interesting, team up. Particularly, I could see Batman saying something along the lines of, "Barry's a little creepy, isn't he? The way he kind of stalks you." He talks about you all the time.
I had a similar thought, but with the Alan Scott Green Lantern.
You know, again, I had him as an honorable mention.
Yeah, just like you said, the elder statesman, and I can't remember if he operated out of Gotham City.
Yes,
too. Did. Okay, because I know post Crisis, when they merged the Earths, he became the original, Sentinel of Gotham City before Batman existed, but I couldn't remember if he was operating in Gotham City and Earth 2 in the pre-Crisis. I couldn't recall.
I think he was. Yeah,
that seems like a natural that, again, just never happened for whatever reason. Cool.
Are you colorblind?
So my number three, this is one I have wished since I was a kid, and I cannot believe that this would never happen. I always thought that this character was fairly popular and everything, and I don't know why it didn't happen. Mon-El of the Legion. Or for that matter, it could have been Mon-El from modern day, although they'd have to figure out a way around the whole lead poisoning thing. But I love that character. Right up there with Superboy, he was one of the most popular, if not the most popular character of the Legion of Superheroes. I'm just surprised that they never teamed up. Now, Batman did team up with the Legion in Brave and the Bold in issue 179, but Mon-El was not a part of that story. So, yeah, I would have liked to have seen that. I love Mon-El. I've always loved that character. Back to you, Bill.
All right. I came up, and with all the weird crossovers that happened in the 90s and probably the early 2000s, this may have happened. I have Batman crossing over with Judge Dredd.
That happened in the 90s, I want to say. I want to say there was actually a couple team-ups of those two, I think.
In my story, though, we find out, because if you know anything about Judge Dredd, one of the things is like his gun is key to his biology. Well, at some point, I'm just going to say Batman was in a boom tube and ends up in Mega City, meets Judge Dredd, and he's able to pick up his gun because in that reality, Judge Dredd is Bruce Wayne.
Oh, cool. I like that.
That's a great idea.
So, I mean, different origin, why he's Judge Dredd, just that they're actually the same person. Different worlds.
I like that idea. I must confess, I really don't know much of anything about Judge Dredd.
I am the law.
I am the law.
So, according to some, I don't even know where this, DC, this is DC.com. I did a Google search for Batman Judge Dredd, and there's a book out there called the Batman Judge Dredd Collection that has apparently four team-ups between the characters. So, yeah, they met more than, I thought they met at least twice, but apparently they met four times. So there's a Judgment on Gotham, Vendetta in Gotham, The Ultimate Riddle, and Die Laughing. The trade, at least I presume this is a trade that I'm looking at, has a horrible cover on it by Mike Mignola. But I'd be curious to check this out, because at least one of the artists that's listed on it is Val... I've never known how you pronounce his name. Semikes? I'm not sure how his name is pronounced.
Semik?
But I like him. But I remember the original one, or at least I think it was the original one, had art by Simon Bisley, which I've never liked that guy's art. So I never read that one. Actually, I never read any of them, but... John Wagner and Alan Grant are writers, so it can't be too awful bad. Alan Grant was a hell of a writer. John Wagner was pretty good, too.
In those, it sounds like Dredd comes to Gotham and not vice versa. But, I mean, I don't know. I haven't read any of them. And
I want to say that they did both. Like, Judge came to Gotham and Batman went to Mega City. Was it Mega City? Is that the name of it?
Mega City.
I think, but again, I'm talking on my ass because I never actually read these. I just kind of remember when they happened and like the solicits and stuff, but not books I ever owned or read or anything like that. So maybe a listener can fill you in a little bit better on that. But yeah, that's a good one.
And see if somebody already did my storyline.
Paul?
So I was trying to channel my inner Haney and come up with like just the weirdest team up I could come up with of real DC characters. So I have the crossover between Batman and Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
I thought about that too.
That's a good one. Superman got to.
Yeah. So I think that would have been a cool Brave and the Bold. It would have been stupid as hell, but it would have been funny and it would have been very Bob Haney.
It's so no worse. It's no worse than Superman and the Quick Bunny, so there you go. That happened.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's a good one. I didn't put it on my list, but so initially I started writing down every character or team that had a title that lasted more than 6 issues in the time that Batman was teaming up with people in Brave and the Bold, but I had to stop doing it because it was a lot. I mean, you'd be surprised how many freaking characters there were out there that had, you know, series that lasted at least 6 or more than 6 issues that he didn't team up with. There's a ton of them. I mean, a lot of people I'd forgotten about, like Claw and, you know, the original Starfire and, you know, characters that are largely forgotten today, but it was still kind of surprising just how many characters there were. But yeah, the Zoo Crew ran what, like 30 something issues, something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. And I mean, you could go into characters also that had like 2 or 3 issues, and I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, but characters like Prez or, I'm trying to think of like, there was so many other ones that.
Yeah.
Prez, or Bill, wasn't there?
They're like a could have been Amethyst.
Prez is on my honorable mentions list only because he did guest star with Supergirl in her own title. But that
was her own title or his
production by that point too.
For some reason, I thought it was in the last issue of his title.
Oh, maybe you're right. I thought it was in Supergirl. Did she guest star in his book then? Maybe that was what
it was. That's what I think it was, but I'm gonna look while we go on to the next one.
Dave? Okay, for my next one, I'm taking, actually for my last two, it's going to be, if you back a truck up with enough money in it, you can bring in any character you want. So, for my next one, the character I would like to see. And, you know, if you could team up Commandy with Batman, you can figure out a way to do almost anything. Another character, Vigilante, born of tragedy, the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would be very interesting to see the two of them, two masked vigilantes, both born of tragedy, avenging the deaths of their kin, working together.
I mean, I've always thought of the Lone Ranger as kind of the Old West Batman anyway. So, you know, in a certain way. I mean, like, he certainly wasn't like grim and gritty or anything. But, yeah, they do have very similar origins and all. So, yeah, that's a great one.
And he wouldn't kill anybody either, the Lone Ranger.
And right? You know, in the Haneyverse, they could do that. You know, he teamed up with Sergeant Rock. He teamed up with, didn't he team up with Jonah Hex?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. He may have stepped on somebody's toes again. maybe. Yeah, by the way, Prez was in Supergirl issue 10. So it was
her last series. Issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Called Death of a Prez.
That was a good one, Dave. That I didn't think of that. That was, yeah, that's a really good one I should have thought of because I love that character. All right, number two. This one, honestly, I'd be surprised for you guys' reaction on, or interested rather for your reaction on this one, because I've always been surprised this never happened for a multitude of reasons, not the least of which is this is one of, if not Jim Aparo's favorite characters, so I don't know how this never happened, and that is Batman and Captain Marvel. Shazam. How the hell did that never happen? And I'm thinking, okay, even if they didn't want to use him or couldn't use him or whatever, how about Isis or any member of the Marvel family? You know, Captain Marvel Jr., Mary Marvel, Hoppy the Marvel Bunny, for Christ's sake. Or if they just couldn't touch any of those characters, why not Captain Thunder? I think he only ever got to appear once, you know, in that story where he fought Superman. But, I mean, he was effectively the Earth One Captain Marvel. So I'm just really surprised that, you know, seeing as how, again, that was a fan favorite character of Jim Aparo himself. He loved that character and didn't get to illustrate him near enough. How did that never happen?
Yeah, that definitely could have happened, and it would have been cool.
Yeah. If you've ever seen any of Aparo's drawings of Captain Marvel, they're awesome. There was there's one in particular that he did for, I think it was Comics Reader or Comic Reader, whatever the name of that fanzine was. He did a cover of Cap like standing on like a precipice with like lightning behind him or something, and it's sharp. I mean, it's a great image. But beyond that, I think the only thing he ever actually did with Cap for DC was when he got to do him on the cover of World's Finest a few times, but that was it. And it's a shame because he loved that character.
Good choice.
Oh, thank you. Back to you, Bill, for your number one.
I'm going to do an honorable mention before I do my number one. And I don't know if I'm going to steal somebody's, but, and I think I'm going to steal Dave's, and that's Batman and the Shadow.
No.
Oh, it was one of my honorable mentions. Now they did kind of get to meet and team up in Batman 253 and 259. But neither one of those, to my memory, is really like a full-blown, like, Brave and the Bold-style team-up.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was kind of surprised that never happened, pardon me, in Brave and the Bold.
All right, so good my choice. Number one, thinking outside the box, but I'll explain this storyline, is Batman in Brave and the Bold with Jesus Christ. So Batman is back in the past, and he's going after Judas. Now, Paul will remember we covered a book that talked about, what was it, Original
Phantom
Trinity?
Stranger.
The Phantom Stranger, who is alluded, or it's hinted that he is Judas.
It's pretty much,
yeah, it's almost, pretty much.
You're almost smacked in the face with the fact that this is Judas.
He goes back there, and he's actually wants to... machination, storytelling, Haneyverse, whatever. He wants to get Judas, but then he ends up creating a Phantom Stranger in the course of the storyline. And of course, Jesus tells him to turn the other cheek, and Batman turns the other cheek and walks away. Back to the future. That's thinking outside the box.
I like it. Well, you know, there's that famous story of... who was it?
What, the mock-up one with the Hulk and versus Mother Teresa?
Well, no. After Alan Moore left, who was the guy that came in on Swamp Thing? Chris Honeywell loves the guy. I'm blanking on his name. He's kind of a divisive comics writer. I'm blanking on his name.
Grant Morrison?
No. But he wanted to do a storyline where, because this was at a time when Swamp Thing was bouncing around through time. Something had happened and he was like ping-ponging around through the DC timeline. And he wanted to do a story where Swamp Thing winds up in the time of Jesus and actually meets Jesus. And DC vetoed it and it pissed him off. So he just dropped dropped the book. So I don't know that they would ever really, you know, if they would, you know, if that would go for any story with Jesus or anything, or if it was just that particular story. But yeah,
they danced around it with a phantom stranger being Judas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I was thinking that same thing. Yeah. But yeah,
of course, that was more recent. That wasn't that Paul. Wasn't that one from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think that was part of the New 52, if I remember right.
Yeah, something like that.
That's gonna drive me nuts. Now I gotta look up that guy's name because I can't.
I'll just sing in the interlude. Jesus Christ, superstar. You know, I got in trouble for that when I was a kid. Paul, this would be something for our long lost segment that we haven't done in a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Real Life with Dr. Bill Robinson.
So one time, early in my youth, I don't even think I was 9 or 8 years old yet, and we had a litter of beagle puppies. And in it, so they all peed in like one room in the house. You know, there was all the papers put down and everything. And I'm in there, and I'm having to clean all that up. And on the radio had been this interesting song called Jesus Christ Superstar, and I'm going, Jesus Christ, and then I started, Jesus Christ Superstar, I got my ass beat. You're taking in the Lord's name in vain in there. I'm like, I'm just singing a song.
I'm thinking of All in the Family. Archie was talking to some hippie guy and he was talking about Jesus Christ Superstar, and he says, we were all into Jesus Christ long before you had to make him into a superstar.
And that was Real Life with Dr. Bill Robinson.
The name that I could not think of is Rick Veitch. Rick Veitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
That almost sounds like an alter ego for a
wrestler,
for a hero, or a wrestler for that matter.
Right.
Didn't he write the Dark Empire Star Wars books?
Did he? Hang on.
We're hanging.
He wrote...
I think you're right.
Not according to Mike's Amazing World, but he may not have indexed that. I'm not sure.
That was Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Well, who did? There was somebody with the name of Veitch or some weird.
There's another Veitch out there. I think.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe.
What was it? Dark Empire.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yes. Yeah, Tom Veitch.
Tom. Oh, yeah, Tom. Rick. Yeah. Tom. Dave.
Good. Yeah. Good memory. Yeah. Tom Veitch. Yeah. I don't know if they're related.
Right name, wrong person.
Yep. Paul is next with his number one.
Right, top so Jesus on my Christ. Number one. I can't top Jesus Christ. I should just walk away.
That's it. Show's over.
But I for my number one, I tried to think out of the box a little bit. So he's teaming up with Deathstroke the Terminator, and they are opposing Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
Ooh. I like that. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily see it happening in Brave and the Bold, but I mean, Superman did, you know, there was this, what was it called? Superman Terminator, I think, or Superman versus the Terminator. So yeah,
it was Superman, a series, yeah.
Yeah, Superman got to do it.
Superman also took on the aliens from Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, now that you say that, it was tickling my brain. Wasn't there a more recent series that was Superman and Batman versus aliens, predators, and Terminators?
I think there was. I don't know about Terminators, but it was, I think, aliens.
I know there was
predators.
Batman versus Predator, and I think it was Batman versus aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I like that. I like including Deathstroke. That's cool. That would be cool, because I like that character. Good one. Dave, you're number one.
For my number one?
Oh.
For my number one, I thought of when I was a kid, who I thought the greatest detective was, who took on a rogues gallery with the weirdest characters you could imagine.
Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy, yeah. I don't know that DC ever had the rights, but they did publish that one Treasury size book that was Dick Tracy. I don't know if it was reprints or original material, but yeah, they at least did that one project I know of with Dick Tracy. So yeah, why not? I like that. Yeah, I didn't even think of him. That would be cool. Yeah, they've never met, have they?
No. No.
Not that I know of.
I don't even think they publish Dick Tracy anymore. But I used to read that in the paper religiously
when
I was a kid.
Yeah. Good one. That is a good one. All right. Well, if you know me at all, my number one is probably not a mystery to anybody, but it is shocking when you think about it, the longevity and popularity of this character and the fact that he never got to appear with Batman in Brave and the Bold, and I want to know why. Jonah Hex. It never happened. And the closest thing we got was Batman teamed up with Scalp Hunter. But by that point, Scalp Hunter had lost his own feature. He was only a backup in Jonah Hex, and not for much longer at the time that that team up occurred. So, yeah, it's just really super odd to me that that those characters never met, never teamed up in that title. I trying to remember when they did first meet. I'm not even sure. I know Batman was in the Justice League issue where Jonah was in Justice League for the very first time, but I can't remember if they had any interaction or anything. And plus, Jonah was kind of under the thrall of the supervillain of the story at the time and not really in his right mind type of thing. So it's not like he'd probably remember any of it anyway. But yeah, it's just odd that they never... You having a stroke, Bill?
Didn't they meet in
Justice League? The hearing impaired.
Didn't they meet in Justice League, the cartoon?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I led an interesting life.
I love that line. Yeah, because it hints at his time travel. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. All right, so that's our top fives on this. I don't know about anybody else, but I have a hell of a list of honorable mentions.
Me too.
All right.
I have a very short list. So
Bill said you didn't have any, so go ahead, Paul.
So I have Dr. Doom, because I think it would be cool. But it's kind of a similar thought process to what he'd be doing if he teamed up with Lex Luthor or Darkseid, you know, just... that not trusting each other. So I kind of felt it had to go on to the alternate list because it's a little more repetitive. I thought about Commandy being in there. So that brought me to Why the Last Man. So I thought that might be an interesting thought somehow. All of a sudden there's another man.
And he's a bat man.
Yeah. He's not really a man. He's a bat. But the other one, I thought just one of my favorite teams that have come around and they never did it was the Doom Patrol.
Oh, yes. Which version?
I'm thinking the original version.
Okay, because on my honorable mention list, I had the new Doom Patrol. And the reason I thought of them was because they had a three-issue stint in Showcase when they first appeared. They ran for three issues and all the covers were by Aparo. He didn't do the interior art, but he did all the covers, so he would have been familiar with the characters. So it just kind of made me wonder, well, why didn't they team him up with Batman and give them a bump? So yeah, that's a good one. I thought of the original Doom Patrol as well, but yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
There was some Justice League thing with the Doom Patrol when Byrne was drawing it.
Yes,
covers.
Yeah, they did it. What they did was they introduced that iteration of the Doom Patrol in the Justice League. And then they you know, broke it off into its own series for a while.
Is that a fake cover that you just posted?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say, damn, how'd I miss that? Yeah, that's a good job though. It looks real. That's actually really cool. Yeah.
And for anybody listening, I posted a fake mock-up of Batman and the Doom Patrol
in Brave and the Bold,
and it is the new Doom Patrol, so it's all apparel art that they mix together, so it blends well.
Yeah, it should have happened. I liked that iteration of Robot Man. I thought he was cool. What else you got,
Paul? Didn't Dave, you and I covered that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Showcase wasn't a few showcase.
Yeah, we covered one of the showcase issues, the first one of it.
Sons of bitches.
That's all I got. I only had the three. I had to cross Lex Luthor. Oh, the other one I wrote in there, but I kind of crossed off, was because they did team up, even if it wasn't in Brave and the Bold, and we actually covered it on here. Was the Spirit?
Ah, okay.
But we actually covered that crossover series. We covered the first issue. Bill brought that when we were doing our Spirit retrospective.
I just have a couple. I had the Golden Age Sandman, Wesley Dodd, The Losers, Captain Storm, Johnny Cloud, Gunner and Sarge, Slam Bradley.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good one, yeah.
The Crimson Avenger, King Faraday.
The Crimson Avenger, doesn't that person come around once a month? Oh, sorry. I don't know.
Commissioner Gordon, whereas he actually would have a role in the story as opposed to just standing on the roof going, oh, he disappeared again.
He's just the exposition.
I thought of that with Alfred. I thought that might be an interesting one, Batman and Alfred. But yeah, I like that with Commissioner Gordon because, yeah, they didn't really flesh him out much back then.
Right. I mean, he had more than in the old TV show where he did absolutely nothing. Oh, gee, the bank's been robbed. This looks like a job for Batman. Oh, what are we paying you for exactly?
Somebody's double parked? Get on the red phone.
Oh, my God.
Alfred in the TV show did more than Commissioner Gordon. Heck, he got to play Batman once.
Yeah, he drove the Batmobile.
The Radio Squad, which was two patrolmen. I think Jerry Siegel came up with them in the 40s.
Right.
Dave, and you seem to be skewing a little old here.
Next, it'll be Batman and the Newsboy Legion.
My last one is another one, Back the Truck Up. Philip Marlowe, the detective.
All right, so I did have rules for myself on this one. Not much. My rule was when I realized that this could have been the top 50 for me, I took a whole string of characters off my list if they did eventually get to team up with Superman over in DC Comics Presents. So I had characters like Captain Comet, Arion, Amethyst, OMAC, Power Girl, a whole bunch of those, but they all did team up with Superman over there. So my honorable mentions, this one almost made my five. Jimmy Olsen. Batman did team up with Lois Lane in 175, long after she'd lost her solo title and it had been absorbed into Superman family. I mean, Jimmy Olsen had a long-ass run, you know, in comics. So he's a popular character. I'm just kind of surprised that he never teamed up with Batman in Brave and the Bold. Another one. Now, this kind of goes into the realm of, like, the Lone Ranger and the Shadow. Because I don't know, you know, with it being licensed stuff, maybe that's why they couldn't do it. But I'm kind of surprised that nobody from the Tarzan family. So Tarzan, Korak, John Carter, none of those guys. So if they couldn't use them because of rights issues, why not Arrak, Son of Thunder, or the Warlord? Neither of them ever appeared in Brave and the Bold or DC Comics Presents, and I just thought that was kind of odd.
Batman teams up with Cheetah. Stop throwing shit at me.
Here's one for you, Dave. The Creature Commandos.
Yeah, I thought about that.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a wild story. I bet.
It would have been, yeah, it would have been really weird. The Freedom Fighters. Did you team up
with the Metal Men?
Oh, multiple times with the Metal Men. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, they were a popular one in Brave and the Bold. Yeah. The Freedom Fighters or the Seven Soldiers of Victory, either one. Yeah, never appeared. Just a personal obscure favorite character of mine, Nighthawk, which I don't know if any of you guys even know who he is.
Is he a Western character?
He was a Western character, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of DC's Lone Ranger now that I think about it.
Doesn't he get taken out in the Crisis?
Yes, he does. Yes. Yeah, he tries to outrun the antimatter wall on a horse and doesn't make it.
I think he shoots at it too.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
You know, you did remind me of one I thought of earlier today, but forgot. In the Squadron Supreme, Kyle Richmond, isn't he also Nighthawk?
I think so. I think you're right.
And they're both millionaires. He's kind of like the Squadron Supreme version of Batman.
A Batman,
that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
So that's, I had thought of that. See, I knew there was one I thought of earlier, but I, when I came home from getting my eyes dilated, I laid down and I was thinking of these things and then, you know.
Right.
Went to sleep. But yeah, that was another one.
So I was thinking along two different lines here. I was thinking, like Paul said, you know, about Brave and the Bold and Batman giving characters and maybe like struggling books a bump. But also I was thinking the other direction of why didn't the most popular features, you know, a lot of the most popular features didn't team up with Batman and Brave and the Bold either. And these two are really goofy. But I'll throw them out there anyway. Bob Hope or Jerry Lewis. Both of them had long-running comic series with DC. The Sea Devils, which I'll be honest, I don't know a damn thing about. But he worked on that book. So he had to be familiar with the characters and know that they were out there and everything.
Oh, I was thinking a little shrimp you used to buy, the Brian Shrimp. That's the Sea Monkeys. Sorry.
Monkeys. Rip Hunter. Time Master, I think that could have been a fun one. Tomahawk. I mean, again, he teamed up with Scalp Hunter. Why not Tomahawk? That could have been fun. I was really shocked this wasn't on your list, Paul. The Challengers of the Unknown. Particularly during the era where Dead Man and Swamp Thing were hanging around with them because they both know Batman. Frequent team-up guys with Batman.
See, I would want to team up the Challenges of the Unknown with the Fantastic Four.
Right. Well, they did amalgamate them together in the Amalgam Project.
Yeah, Challenges of the Fantastic.
Hercules from Hercules Unleashed, which I still have not gotten around to reading. I've got the whole collection, but just hadn't gotten it. But I thought of that one just because of the Walt Simonson angle. I like Walt Simonson's Batman, so that could have been kind of neat if he had actually drawn it. Lastly, a couple wacky ones. Santa Claus. I mean, Superman got to team up with him in DC Comics Presents. And lastly, just because it seems like everybody has at one time or another, Abraham Lincoln. And those are my honorable mentions. This was a blast. I had so much fun creating this list, and I really liked listening to your guys' choices on this one. Paul, you forgot to mention Batman and the Fonz. I like this picture that you posted here. That one's funny.
Well, around the time when this episode airs, I have a bunch of mock-up comic covers that I downloaded off the internet of different Brave and the Bold team-ups, including that one that I'll be posting, and the Doom Patrol one, and numerous others that I've found.
This was fun. I really enjoyed this.
Oh, definitely. This was a blast.
All right. Well, I think that wraps us up for this time. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Be sure to drop us a line, write us an email, check in with us on the Facebook group, give us some feedback, let us know what you're thinking about the show. I think that's it for this time. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ, superstar. Who the hell do you think you are?
Thank you so much for listening to our show, and we hope you'll continue to join us each and every week for more good old-fashioned comic book back issue awesomeness. You can contact Back to the Bins to leave feedback, comments, questions, suggestions, and criticisms via email at bins@twotruefreaks.com or by joining the Back to the Bins group on Facebook. Back to the Bins is a proud affiliate of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network, which you may find at www.twotruefreaks.com. Two True Freaks is a registered trademark of DiManzo Corp of Milan, Italy. All rights reserved. Please take a moment to stop by the twotruefreaks.com site and check out their many other fine podcasts, won't you? Thanks, and we'll see you next week.